Welcome back. Today we're diving into something that's really capturing people's attention lately, the growing backlash against what's being called AI slop. It's this massive wave of low-effort, mass-produced content that's basically just designed to game algorithms and scoop up ad revenue, instead of actually giving us anything of real value.
Exactly. And it's important to draw a clear line here. This isn't about legitimate AI-assisted work. We're talking about AI slop, which is pretty easy to spot once you know what to look for. It's filled with repetitive phrasing, completely lacks factual grounding, and feels incredibly hollow because it's just spit out from generic templates.
And that's what's so frustrating, right? This synthetic noise is just cluttering up our search results and social feeds. It's slowly eroding our trust and really degrading the whole digital experience we used to enjoy. It just feels exhausting to scroll through all of it.
That exhaustion is exactly what's driving the pushback. We're seeing widespread digital fatigue. People are just tired of the constant barrage of low-quality content.
I couldn't agree more. Users are so frustrated right now because they have to constantly sift through this automated clutter just to find something authentic, nuanced, and genuinely human-driven. We all just want to connect with real perspectives again.
And I want to emphasize something crucial here. This backlash isn't anti-technology at all. It's specifically targeting the abuse of AI tools. It's a reaction to prioritizing sheer quantity over actual quality.
Absolutely. And you can feel the shift in the community. Both users and creators are actively demanding better digital hygiene and much clearer standards for what gets published online. We want a cleaner, more trustworthy space.
And the platforms are finally listening. We're seeing a major shift from passive tolerance to active enforcement. They're realizing they can't just sit back and let this happen anymore.
That's great to hear. A lot of them are rolling out mandatory disclosure labels for AI-generated material. They're also deploying detection systems to flag and demote those repetitive or unverified posts. And frankly, they're banning accounts that keep churning out unmarked, low-value AI output. It's a necessary cleanup.
Now we have to be realistic about the tech side. Detection tools are still imperfect and are constantly playing catch-up with how fast generative models evolve. But despite that, the industry-wide policy shift toward quality control is completely undeniable. The direction is clear.
Looking ahead, this whole crackdown really signals a fundamental maturation of the online content ecosystem. It feels like we're finally growing up as a digital community, focusing on what truly matters.
Precisely. The era of winning through sheer volume is officially coming to an end. The rules of engagement are changing.
It's refreshing, really. Now, authenticity, accuracy, and genuine value are what actually drive engagement. People just want content that resonates and adds real value to their day.
And that's where the smart players will win. Creators and businesses that use AI responsibly, as a drafting tool or for research, while keeping a distinct human voice at the center, will thrive. On the flip side, anyone relying on automated mass production is going to face severely limited reach.
I love that direction. Platforms are actively recalibrating their algorithms right now to prioritize user satisfaction and content credibility. They're moving away from rewarding rapid posting and keyword stuffing, which is exactly what we've been asking for.
Ultimately, this AI slop backlash represents a necessary correction. The digital landscape was rapidly losing its way, and this pushback is steering us back toward a more grounded approach.
And that's the beautiful part. The goal isn't to eliminate artificial intelligence altogether. It's about establishing smart guardrails that prevent it from polluting our information ecosystem. We want to keep the good and filter out the noise.
Exactly. As these policies tighten and the tools continue to improve, we're moving toward a much more balanced future. One where technology genuinely enhances human creativity rather than drowning it out. It's a positive step forward for all of us.